This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, it's JPC. I gotta be very quick, but I have two things that I need to tell you. The first thing, our Shubas show, the Hey Riddle Riddle show at Shubas on August 16th in Chicago. We have added a second show. The first show sold out, so we have a second show. It's an earlier show. It's at 7 p.m. Everybody should come. If you want tickets, you can go to our Twitter and click the link in our pinned tweet. That'll take you to buy tickets at the website. I hope everybody comes after the show. The second thing, very quick, I don't think Joe Biden is the right choice for the Democrats in 2020. I really hope people will come around. I think Andrew Yang has a lot of interesting ideas. This is not an endorsement. I just think that that needs to be said. Shubas on the 16th at 7 p.m. And then the other thing about Andrew Yang, although I'm willing to walk that back.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
No 50, all 50. It's Hey Riddle Riddle's 50th show.
Confetti and glitter!
Bingo, bango, confetti, hot glitter, tot,
confetti, stop! Glitter,
stop!
Confetti.
Aaron, stop with the fucking confetti and glitter.
It. We don't own this studio.
What?
We have to clean this up.
We rent this by how
confetti
clean it is.
Glitter!
I have to.
This is just flour.
Is it?
Yes.
No, it's cocaine.
What do you cook with?
Oh. I'll see ya.
Cooking cocaine?
This is just flour. No, it's cocaine. We do an improv podcast, and that is embarrassing.
They look the same. That's sort of a yes.
Welcome to our 50th episode. Boy, oh boy, this doesn't make any fucking 50 cents.
50 cents, and I'm JPC.
I cannot believe we made it to 50 episodes. Do you want to know a fun fact?
Yes.
50 is half of 100.
Oh, you want to know another fun fact?
Mm-hmm.
The 50th anniversary is the gold anniversary. So in this episode, I'm going to be Goldman Puzzles.
Goldman Puzzles?
Yes.
I thought it was wood.
It is, but I love gold.
Yeah.
Goldman Aaron Puzzles, didn't you cause the financial crash?
Yeah, it caused a lot of things, but I got a parachute.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I got to see a scene.
Yep.
Adel, Aaron, you are both investment bankers. You work for Goldman Puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Goldman Puzzies? Mm-hmm. You work for Goldman Puzzies, and you are talking about how you're doing something very risky that could cause a crash.
Telling you, man, we're on the up and up. We can't do anything
yes,
wrong,
yes,
dude.
Yes. We have to keep our heads above water.
Yeah.
Right?
But you know what? Speaking of taking a risk.
Nobody said that.
I think you did.
I said keep my head above water because my wife drowned. So I'm always very cautious about wading into the ocean.
Speaking of your wife drowning.
Well, that I was talking about.
I got an idea.
You never came to the funeral.
What's up?
You never came to the funeral?
I stopped by. I drove by.
Are you the black SUV that drove by and just screamed dead?
Yeah, I was playing Party in the USA. And then I went dead out the window.
Okay, I do need to let you know that was the one bright moment of the funeral.
Oh, good!
But usually funerals don't have bright moments.
I love you, bud.
And that way it was an outlier that was not welcome.
I think we should pop the housing bubble.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. I think we should ruin the economy. I think we should tank everything. It's 2007, and I'm feeling like that's the right call.
Here's my fear,
yeah?
And let me know if you disagree. I feel like Adam McKay will write a movie about whatever we do, so I think we need to be very careful.
Hands up, play my song.
Oh, did someone die?
Scene. I'm not calling it scene anymore. I'm going to start singing Party of the USA and then scream
and
dead.
And it'll just be implied. Yeah, that'll be great for editing purposes. So I'm going to be Goldman Puzzles. Aaron, you're going to be Boston Flowers.
Is that
Bostonian covered in flour or cocaine. I'm sorry, Boston cocaine.
Okay, yeah, sure, absolutely.
I thought that was a flowers
for JBC, why don't you be Fat Bastard? And that is FAP, F-A-P.
Fat Bastard!
FAP. Where's the door?
And what is Fat Bastard's catchphrase?
It is FAP Bastard. Okay.
But FAP stands for full anal penetration.
I know what FAP stands for. Fat Bastard. Get in my peenie.
How did we get
not
to 50
in
episodes?
My head like, yeah. Yeah.
How did we get to 50 episodes?
I'm moving my hips like, yeah.
So I do want to let you know, as Goldman Puzzles, I do want to let you know I do have something very, very special planned for this episode. I thought since a lot of times, again, I would never call our listeners fans because we get a lot of hate mail.
And but they oscillate.
They oscillate. So I'm going to say that we're going to do, we usually get guff for not doing enough riddles.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought for our 50th episode, we would do 50 riddles.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Back to life.
Adel, what a brilliant idea.
Thank you so much.
What made you decide 50 riddles?
Yes. Actually. John Patrick Cohen, Cincinnati Inquirer. What made you decide 50 riddles?
Cincinnati Inquirer? That newspaper burned down years ago.
Aaron Keefe, Cleveland Inquirer.
Cleveland Inquirer, isn't that a sex act? Is there anybody here who's not a ghost?
I gotta head out. I'm from the New York
Times.
Hold on.
I'm a mummy.
Who? You have kids?
Yeah, I'm actually a mummy.
What a great laffy taffy joke.
I'm a mummy who's a daddy.
Adel, I got a question.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm from the 1920s paper.
Oh, this is 2019.
Okay. I'm in the wrong place.
Wrong time,
Can you
I think.
Point me to the 1920s?
Can I point you to the 1920s?
Is
I'm
north?
Gonna, I'm going to point behind me because time moves.
I am 1920s, Fokker. Can you point me?
Oh, boy, what an episode. Aaron, to answer your question.
Yeah, why 50?
I think 50 because...
Does that number mean something to you?
It does. My favorite actor is Sam Rockwell. He is 50 years old, so I thought, why not?
Is he 50?
I don't know.
Wow.
Probably.
Way to blow up Sam Rockwell's spot.
He's got to be 50, 55.
He's got to be 40.
Walking around letting
you
people know.
You think Sam Rockwell's 40?
I think he's 48.
Wow.
You change your tune real fast, Songbird.
I want to have
Songbird.
Sex with him, so he must be 48.
Dead stop.
What's up? I haven't had a dead stop in a while.
Dead stop. You said... I think Sam Rockwell is 40, 48.
I meant his 40s. I think Sam Rockwell is in his 40s.
Here's what I want to do. I want to, each one of us is going to say something to elicit, for Aaron, it's a dead stop. For me, I believe it's a full stop. And for JPC, it's a hard stop.
Hard stop, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you did yours. So JPC, you need to say something that's going to elicit a hard stop.
It's going to be a hard stop.
Yeah.
I have a recurring sex dream about one of my cousins.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, just say something that's going to really
surprise us. Something that's
surprising for you. Something that'll take us
aback.
Thank
you. I'm just going to do a couple more vocal warm-ups.
It's not very JPC.
I'm going to go do a couple more vocal warm-ups.
Like something that maybe is not on brand for you.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And your brand is Airwalk.
The other day, I helped a homeless person. Helped him drown.
Yeah, at the beginning of that sentence, I thought maybe this is...
Okay, a couple more vocal warm-ups, then I'm ready to say a shocking truth and get a hard stop.
Mm-hmm.
I screamed at a Long John Silver's employee for not using my full name when presented with my credit card.
That's going to be a full stop. Hard stop? That's going to be a hard stop.
Hard stop.
Let me think of something that's actually...
You have a credit card?
I stole it from my dad.
Ah.
Something that's actually a hard stop worthy...
A California stop.
Okay, just a roll through.
California pizza stop.
California pizza stop. Is it California pizza stop? That's California Pizza Kitchen's. What's the hot and ready?
Domino's.
Pizza.
Little Caesars.
It's California Pizza Kitchen's Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
California Pizza Stop. It's their Chili's too.
Real. Stop. Stop. Yeah. Stop. Oh my gosh. Someone just walked in the studio.
Full stop.
Alan Alda is here. Alan Alda, please sit down at the microphone. And Alan Alda, thank you so much for coming here. I don't know what
it's
brings you by.
Absolutely my pleasure to be here.
And Alan is short for what?
Alan is actually, are you familiar with scuba?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with MASH.
Okay, MASH is another
mansion,
great example.
Mansion, it's like mansion.
Apartment.
Studio.
House.
Hotel. You think the H in MASH stands for hotel?
Listen.
If you're a rock star.
I just want to say, I've been a big fan of the show. I heard
what?
I heard you were turning 50 episodes today, and I wanted to stop by and say Sam Rockwell is 50 years old.
Is he really?
He's actually 50.
Dead on?
Dead on.
I pulled that out of my ass.
Which is
Are you
not
kidding?
Too far November, from 48, though.
November 5th, 1968 is when he was born.
I'm going to say it now. I'm fucking brilliant.
I'm going to say it now. 48's only two less than 50.
Yeah, great job, Aaron.
Okay.
Mr. Alan Alda, would you mind?
And just so everyone knows, Alan Alda. Alda is actually an anagram for always let a daddy finish.
What?
Where's the F come in?
Diff.
Right here. And then Alan Alda points to himself with two thumbs.
Hard stop.
That's where the F comes in.
Alan, would you please do a commercial? I want to see a scene. Just a commercial for Little Caesars.
Sure. Pizza.
Scene. Thank you so much,
thanks,
Alan.
Thanks, Alan. Have a great... you never got the voice this time, but
no,
thanks for stopping by.
Well,
you never had it.
You were 80% close to what you usually are.
Yeah,
in
I don't know if
you
ever had it.
Episode 6 or 7, you showed up, and now you're back. Bye.
It's wild that Sam Rockwell's 50.
I can't believe I got that on the head. Mm-hmm. Japes, real quick, let's check in with our riddometer. Where are we at?
We have answered 0 riddles so far for the episode.
Okay. How many have been posed?
We need 50 to go.
Okay.
They wouldn't let me be in charge of the riddle meter because I kept dropping it.
You broke 10 riddle meters?
They're only like, what are they, $1,000 a pop?
Okay, I have to see a scene. I have to see a scene. Aaron, you are going to be returning a riddle meter to Adel. Adel, you own a riddle shop, and this is it has to be the 10th riddle meter that this person has broken.
Welcome to my shop. My name is Paul Ruddles. Paul Ruddles.
I
was
this
named
in...
after that movie with Eric Idle about the Beatles called The Ruddles.
Oh, so you must be pretty young?
I'm pretty young, and also my last name was what was named.
So,
Paul's
and then you went
name.
Into working in a riddle shop after...
Yes. Can I help you? Aren't you the girl I sent to get me a riddle meter?
No, the girl that happened, that she wasn't wearing this hat, so it's certainly not me.
Oh, I guess not.
Yeah, so this was broken when I bought it, and I thought I could love it back to life. But yeah, this was certainly broken when I bought it, and I didn't...
Are you doing the dead parrot sketch to me because I mentioned Eric Idle?
No, because I don't know what that is.
This parrot was dead when I bought
it. I'm very young.
Ooh, how young are you?
I was born in 1991.
You were born in 1991. Wow.
Yeah, so can I have the money back for this? About
$1,000? You know, that's the same year Sam Rockwell was just turning a fresh...
Do it. Do it.
23.
No, wrong. So wrong.
Who is that?
He was born in 16.
Oh, that's my son.
My name's Scott, and I fucking hate my dad.
Yes,
Scott Ruddles?
Scott Ruddles.
A little bit rebellious.
Yeah, I'm rebellious.
Well,
the only
Scott,
person I like is Fap Bastard.
I'll just take my $1,000 and be on my way.
Dad, why don't you just freaking kill her? Use some of your laser beams and kill her, Dad.
That seems a bit extreme. I will take store credit.
My
then.
Dad is an evil riddle maker. He's got a riddle layer, and he never freaking just does
He's
away with someone.
He's got a riddle layer?
Why did you ask for $1,000? Why not make it $1,000,000?
These
are. Oh, wait! Did you hear that?
Oh, meow, meow, meow!
Oh my God!
What
it's
the fuck is
Riddy
that?
Kitty is here in the studio. Riddy Kitty.
Oh, Riddy Kitty!
Meow, meow.
Wow! One of our most fleshed out characters made it back for the 50th episode.
My favorite thing about you guys is you never bailed on me. You never dropped it. You mentioned Riddy Kitty in every episode.
And certainly we haven't not mentioned you in 20 or so episodes.
Yeah.
My favorite fan art someone made of me is when they made me dress
do you
like
want to do
Mary
that?
Tyler Moore. more, and then they threw. Remember all the fan art?
No, we remember. But I'm saying, do you want to on air say your favorite fan art?
I mean, that's gonna a few people did it, but the moment where my little mouse is on my head and I threw my mouse up in the air and it was a freeze frame.
Yeah. Well, all fan art's a freeze frame.
Mouse it after all.
Any drawing is a freeze frame.
No, it's a little animated. Rainy Kitty is the only one who remembers this.
What have you been up to? You look real bad.
I remember Rainy Kitty.
Holy shit, Kid Riddles.
No, it's me, Frank. I'm the mouse that is Rainy Kitty's hat. I haven't been canonically addressed yet, but my name is Frank. I am the mouse that is Rainy Kitty's hat.
So you're not Kid Riddles?
No, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Can you answer me this? Is this flour or cocaine?
This is mouse cocaine, a.k.a. flour.
This is my hat.
I'm a hat, yeah.
Okay. This is your what?
My hat.
Your what?
My wife.
See. Wait, that wasn't a scene.
What do you mean, scene?
Seeing you real soon, Rainy Kitty.
We'll be seeing ya.
Bye, Frank. Is that your name?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Oh, here he comes. Here's that skateboarding asshole. Hey, Kid Riddles.
Whoa.
Ow, you just ran into my shin with your freaking skateboard, you asshole.
Or did that beanstalk ass shin run into my skateboard?
Nice comeback.
He just dabbed after he did that.
I always dab after I do something great, and I'm always doing something great, so I'm always freaking dabbing, aren't I?
Kid Riddles.
Sure.
What have you been up to? You look real bad, too.
What's that?
You look real bad. I just you get sleep?
I just got out of a street fight. Four. A championship. I was at an arcade place.
Who'd you play, Blanca?
What's that?
Blanca? Are you a Dalsum guy?
Yeah, I was actually Ryu.
Mm.
Ryu's my pick.
So I said, were you Blanca or were you Dalsum? And you said, yeah, I was Ryu.
Yeah.
Do you know this is an improv podcast?
I don't care what this podcast is.
Do you know
is.
The foundation of improv is yes and?
Why would I know that? I'm a skateboarding punk kid. I don't give a shit about improv.
I'm a Vega guy myself.
What's that?
Vega.
The
Vega boys.
Yeah. Now you're speaking my language.
Six Flags.
Six Flags.
What's the group that sings Barbie Girl? Is it Aqua?
Aqua.
It's Aqua, yeah.
Do you remember the other song they did?
Ken Boy?
I'm a Ken Boy, and I'm here to stay. Ken, Ken, Ken. Every day I got no dick. It's flat down there. I'm a Ken Boy. Get out of my hair. Perfect hair. Coiffed and firm. I'm a Ken. Watch me squirm.
Yeah, do the bridge. Do the bridge.
And the hook brings you back.
I was thinking of the baby, I've been missing you. I want you by my side.
I don't know that one.
I hope you stay.
Anyway, I hope you two losers stay fresh. Toilet water fresh. Flush. Dab.
Wait, sing that Ken song again.
Fuck you.
Always a treat to see Kid Riddles.
Yeah, Kid Riddles. Wow, what a card. What a character.
My shins hurt now.
Yeah, aww. I'm sorry. Hey. Yeah.
That'll be the greatest thing you ever feel. Garden State.
Karen, creepy. Shits.
This injury will change your life. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, wait 1 second. Speaking of changing your life, is that?
Hey guys,
is that Arnie Niekamp?
What
is that, Arnie Niekamp?
No, it's Arnie Parrot.
Hello from the Magic
Who is it?
Tavern.
I love Hello from the Magic Tavern.
No, I it's a good show, but I don't know. I'm Arnie Parrot. I write all your music.
Oh,
Arnie Parrot. You're usually
the host of Magic Tavern, and now you're playing a parrot character.
No, I write your music for your show.
Oh,
I write. Well, how's the song go?
I like to go up here. This is Horny Parrot.
Oh, Horny Parrot.
This
yes.
is Horny Parrot from Twitter. Yeah. This is the one that writes all the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm.
The doctor was a 50.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Horny?
I'm okay. I'm sorry. I'm a little rushed. Are you guys doing
something
important?
Horny,
O-R-N-E? Yeah. I spell it with an I.
And no H.
H-O-R-N-I-E.
Oh, you spell it with an I.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I just said, we're not going to agree with?
I don't really know what you're talking about.
I said O-R-N-E, and you said no with an I.
No, I said I spell it with an I.
Might as well just keep that going.
I write the music for the podcast that you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote the theme, the beginning and the end, and I'm are you guys doing something important?
No.
No. It's just the 50th
Great.
Episode.
Cool. Fifth, that's so appropriate.
Golden anniversary.
See, I'm so glad you brought this up. I was just in the studio across the hall because I got commissioned by a couple who are having a 50th anniversary. They want me to write a song for them. My deadline is midnight and I'm really bad at this. Do you guys have like a little bit?
I mean, you have a little bit. You're almost at midnight.
Yeah,
man.
I know. We're real close.
Yeah, you're
so
really
I need,
Cinderella-ing it.
I am really bad at writing songs. I love songs specifically. So you guys are all like, you guys know what love is, right?
I've heard about it.
Yeah. So good enough. I
saw my best friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Who's your best friend?
Rob White.
That's so lucky.
And Aaron and I kind of have a will they or won't they thing going on.
Sure.
Yeah, people. That's what people famously say about us, is that we have a will they, won't they. Do you think we will or we won't?
I don't listen to the podcast.
It's will they ingrace or won't they ingrace. That's what Aaron and I have going on.
It's Karen and will they and Grace and Jack and won't they and Grace. I nailed it.
I nailed it. How can we help?
Well, I just need, I wrote a chorus that sucks so much, and I just need help
Holy
writing
shit.
Verses.
What about this?
Okay.
New tagline for Yelp.
Okay, I'm going to write this
Yelp?
Down.
How can we Yelp? No, this is different. This is, shut your fucking mouth on your thing.
Okay, should I?
How can we Yelp?
Ooh, how about Yelp? I need somebody to leave
Yelp.
A review.
Oh, okay, that's good. Aaron, Yelp. Do you have one? A new tagline for Yelp?
Yelp,
I need
Yelp.
Somebody.
What was that?
It's a little puppy making
so
a noise.
You've turned Yip Yip into Yelp Yelp?
That's what it is in France. Yelp Yelp!
That's true. Okay, French Yelp. That
and
works.
And are we in France?
Not right now.
Yes,
but
we are.
With a little imagination.
Now it's my turn. Yes, we are. We're on top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, then we are here. And this is my best French accent. And all I have to think is Lumiere. And then I can do it.
Sorry, Horny. You said
horny.
You needed help with
kids. Oh, it's Hornold, actually. It's Hornold.
This is the pleasure of having it's Horny Hornold? Parrot in the studio is he's humming LaVian Rose under our French scene.
You're humming Avril LaVian Rose?
What's funny is that Adel said, sorry, horny, which is something he says on the normal podcast as well.
Sorry,
sorry, horny.
I always take breaks to the bathroom and jerk off. Sorry, horny. So, horny, you needed help with the song?
I just need some help, like, outlining. I'm going to outline the verses here, and you guys help me. So what's something, okay, first verses of songs are always, I mean, everyone knows classic, like, Barbie Girl or, like, those classic Aqua songs.
Can I stop you real quick?
Yeah, what's up?
I feel like the first verse of the best songs usually have somebody coming in to say the year.
Okay.
So, like, 2019.
It's the year that my best friend wedding comes out.
So, I'm going to write down, so intro. And, to be very clear, no idea is bad. I am so desperate at this point.
Like a hype man. Most good songs.
All right, tell us what you have
so far. Like, Freebird. Remember in Freebird they have a hype man?
Yeah.
In Freebird, they have the hype man. Two guitarists, I think.
You got to tell us what you got so far.
Okay, so the chorus, it sucks so much. The chorus is, and if you were the evening, I'd cast down the day. If you were a gospel, I'd kneel and pray.
Real bad.
If I were a poet, I still couldn't say what you are, what you mean, for you are the color in a world of gray.
Needs to
that
be
fucking
sexier.
Blows.
Yeah, it needs to be
and
sexier.
So I need like verses that what I just need.
I feel like it needs to be meaner.
Yeah, okay. It should be a little bit meaner because you have to nag them. So the first verse should be very mean.
So I should be describing her. Yeah. In a negative way.
And not her appearance, but just sort of like what makes her ugly on the inside.
I know what to do. Let's compromise. Let's shit talk her internal organs. They're like ugly.
Okay.
Like your lungs is nasty.
Okay, lungs is nasty.
But your ass is tasty.
Ooh.
Your liver is useless.
I think, honestly, let's go negative the whole way.
Your ass
lungs
is not tasty.
Your lungs is nasty.
Okay.
Your ass is a lump.
So no rhyming?
No. This is setting it up. Your lungs is nasty. Your ass is a lump.
But isn't a lumpy ass kind of like an okay thing? Or am I just a
you
freak?
Want it to be lumpy in a good way, but I think with context, we're going to say that lump
my
is going to be bad.
Lady
I
lump.
Will say we have to make it inside of her, because an ass can be the outside, and we're not going to comment on a woman's outside appearance.
Well,
so it needs
why
to be
aren't
your
we,
sphincter.
Though?
Yeah, but why are
it
we?
It needs to be your sphincter.
Yeah,
you could insult me, but not this woman across the hall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, she's not there.
Oh, what's her name?
Susie.
And who's the guy she's marrying?
I think it's Kevin, actually.
Interesting.
Kevin
I'm writing this
Susie?
Down. Yeah.
Good work.
I don't see it.
Okay.
So what do we have so far?
So far, 2019. Someone's going to come in and yell 2019.
Got it.
And then we're going to describe Susie. Your lungs is nasty, but your ass is lumpy.
Can we have before the 2019, can we have somebody come in, a hype man, come in and go, what year is it? And then somebody call and responses and says
certainly.
2019.
But with a question mark?
Or, are they, maybe they're like exaggerated, exasperated
and then
by
it. And then the person goes, then there's still time.
Yeah.
Then there's still time.
Okay. 2019, there's still time.
And then we get into,
and then
your lungs is nasty, but your ass is lumpy. Okay, we got to run with lumpy.
Internal lungs.
Yeah, what's up?
Cracked up body. Like you Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, specifically talk about our eggs, though.
Yeah.
No!
Your eggs is cracked like Humpty Dumpty.
Nobody stop talking because I freaking love that idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Go after a woman's uterus. Okay. Go after a
so,
woman.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty simple case of 3-1 here.
sure.
Yeah, so then...
how about...
So we've got our first two lines, which are so good.
All right, now we
got
to go after him.
What if we say,
no, I don't think we have to do
I
that.
I like Aaron's line where you said go after a woman's uterus. So you could say, I just went after your uterus. You the fucking stupidest. Because brains is internal.
I do love how we correctly identified from Arnie's chorus that this is a rap song.
Yeah,
who?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whose song?
Horny.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I think we got to go after him actually. Now, so it's balance. Couples are made of two.
Oh, what rhymes with dong?
Okay, I'm just going to write schlong. The word dong here. Perfect. So I'm going to write schlong and dong. All right, so that's got to be our next two rhymes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are striking gold here. So we've got... Something about a schlong, something about his dong.
Mm-hmm. You got a mediocre, the inside of,
The
inside of your dick is a mediocre that, schlong.
Yeah, the inside of that dick, mediocre schlong. I'll remember it.
Gotcha.
Right? Something dong. You think 50 is impressive? It's not.
And can you put something dong?
That's a placeholder. I got an idea. How about can't even describe your something dong?
Gotcha.
Great. Love it.
Yeah. And then Aaron, what was the last part?
You think 50 is impressive?
Dead. Then, stop.
What
is 50 inches not impressive?
No, 50 inches is not impressive, and 50 episodes is not impressive.
Yeah, 50 inches would be.
You think 50
terrible.
Is impressive? Like they've been married 50 years. You think 50 is impressive?
Okay.
Well, guess what? It's not.
Okay, so I think in the first verse we've established we're negging both of them. I think we'll put a chorus then. This can be the start of the second verse where now we've trashed sort of them individually.
Oh,
I think
so we
should trash them together.
Four lines?
Yeah, I think that's probably for the best.
Gotcha, sure.
What rhymes with fiftitties?
Fiftitties.
Schlong.
Fiftitties.
Shitties?
Fastidious.
Fastidious?
Fastidious?
Fastidious.
Too fast, too shittiest.
Okay, I'm putting that in. I don't know where that's going to go, but it's going to go somewhere in the song. Maybe he shouts that at the top.
Yeah. Is this typically how the songwriting process goes?
For me, yes.
Just three people screaming.
Yeah, well, no, this is actually great because normally I write alone and all I've done is write pretty crappy work. So this is really awesome having these three collaborators. Yeah, see, like that kind of thing. But now... now I have all this chance to really like workshop this stuff. So this is really close. I'm definitely going to have it be rap.
Second verse, I think we should talk about how smoking hot the brother and sister is.
Yeah, okay.
So, can I say something?
Yeah,
what's second that? Verse, same as the first.
But technically, he did say something. That's something.
Yeah.
It's nothing in terms of what we're doing, but it is something. It's words.
Here's I've pegged JPC in both senses.
Oh my gosh.
Anytime JPC improvises, a very quick line. It either has to do with a sister or brother, a son or daughter missing or dead, or a horse.
Sometimes it's a dog who knows the answer to a puzzle.
Sometimes it's a police horse. So relax.
That's fair.
It's usually a police horse.
I like the idea of talking about how hot their sister brother is. Okay. I also feel like there should be some part shoehorned in there that's from the point of view of the songwriter. So
okay, well, why don't we do that in the bridge? Because the bridge is... Okay, so songwriting theory
here. The bridge
is
too far. It's a bridge too far.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're going to have to get to it eventually.
The 50.
Oh, yeah. So it's two shitties, two 50s, two fitties, something titties, right?
Can we call the bridge in this song a Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, we'll call it... We're going to get to the Jeff Bridges.
What rhymes with 50?
Crazy Heart. That was a Jeff Bridges
Taylor
movie.
Swiftie?
Shifty? Mm-hmm. Taylor Swiftie.
Grifty. Taylor Swiftie.
Yeah. You're as mediocre as Taylor Swiftie.
Well, we've already talked about his mediocre dick. Do we really have to insult Taylor Swift?
All right. You're as...
I just think when we get to the bridge, so definitely I love the idea of the songwriter having a perspective because that's me and all I know is to write myself. So when we get to the Jeff Bridges, I think that's where I get to say what I want. And by default, you guys
as singular,
well.
It's just a Jeff Bridge.
Jeff Bridge. When we get to the Jeff Bridge, so I'll get to say what I want. So what do you guys want to leave as a mark on the song?
Could it be a Nash Bridges? Does anyone remember that show?
It's star Jeff Bridge, right?
Yeah.
What about having it be a bridge of Madison County?
Yeah, I think we could make that work.
What if we did a joke about burning bridges?
No!
It was just a
no!
setting.
No!
Arnie says no. Arnie says no.
Horny, are you upset?
It's Hornold. And no, I'm not. I'm fine.
So
I'm just, my blood pressure is pumping, and I just have to get this done. There's a really
ooh,
nice
that's a good lyric.
My
blood pressure
is pumping. Perfect. Yeah.
But that ass keeps thumping.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
that's
that ass keeps thumping.
Yeah, so now this is all positive, though. So the first verse,
it's
maybe
nagging.
I'm talking about.
We're nagging. It's all positive.
But a thumping ass is...
It's all positive. Nagging starts as negative, but it's for positive.
What if your ass is thumping in a bad way?
Like you have a tumor or something?
We're talking about their 50th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just wanted to remind everyone that that's what we're talking
okay.
about.
Okay, your ass is thumping. In a bad, whoever's the hype man goes in a bad way, and then say, "But I want to be humping." And then whoever is doing the hype says, "In a Brad way." And then Brad Garrett's voice, you clip in a
hey,
Brad
everybody
Garrett.
Loves fucking.
Yes. Can we have Brad Garrett say everybody loves
can
fucking?
Can we have Brad Garrett say everybody loves fucking?
I don't want my name on this yeah. unless it's just my name and I get full credit.
yeah. Real quick, Japes, can we check the riddle meter?
Okay, yes, the riddle meter. This thing must be broken. It still says that we are at zero riddles.
I mean, songwriting is a great riddle.
Shit, Horny, are we almost done? Because we have to get to these riddles.
Yeah. So the bridge is going to be my perspective. Why don't you guys just each give me one thing you want to say about this song, like that I can write into the bridge? Because we're all the songwriter. It'd be unfair. Four lines. So I go ahead and say, I'll start with sort of your eyes are beautiful. Because I think we have to have something in there about that's nice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your eyes are beautiful. Okay, great. So this doesn't have to worry about rhyming. Just give me a sentiment.
A sentiment.
I'm describing both of their eyes as beautiful. You know, that's and it's a lovely
that's
thing.
That's like the layered rock?
And just because they saw each other. Like,
yeah.
Because they
they're
found
beautiful.
Each other.
Yeah, they're beautiful only because they know each other.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
They
that's
found
very,
each
yeah.
other.
They wouldn't
they
be see, beautiful
they
otherwise.
They saw each other.
Can we say instead of saw each other, can we say jigsaw each other?
Just okay.
To
do you want
just
that
so
to
no
be your contribution to the bridge? Or
the song's about, just so people can't even guess. Just so it's not clear even from space
saw
that this is a song.
Each other. Okay.
And then,
so yeah. Anyway, do you have any other input? So what else?
So a sentiment.
Yeah. Like
can
a
you write this down word for word?
Yeah, I can. Hold on. Mm-hmm.
If you ever talk to me in the tone that you talked to me last night, I will walk out this door. And I'm not coming back.
Okay, in the tone you talked to
me. My cousin is a lawyer.
Last night. Cousin is a lawyer. Okay, yeah. Is that it?
And his website?
And his website?
Is www.law.
Go
law.
Fuck yourself.
La, la, la. Okay.
La la la. Go fuck yourself.
La la. Go fuck. Okay. Great. So
la,
that's
la,
perfect.
La la. Go fuck yourself. Dot.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I assumed.
Law.
Dot law.
Okay.
Backslash law. Go fuck yourself.
All right. So that'll be the third line. And JPC, how do we really cap
can
this thing home?
That?
I would
can
like to cap it off.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have any money, Aaron.
I'm sorry.
I would like to cap it off with the mm-hmm. following lines, and
yeah,
I would
yeah.
like this to be a word for word.
Yeah. I'm writing these down. Okay.
I'll make love to you, like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight. Baby, all through the night.
Okay.
And those are just kind of off the top of my head.
It's really good.
I thank you.
I'm worried it's not negging enough.
And then at the
don't
end,
worry, because okay. just do it when you perform it. Do it sarcastically.
Hey, Horny?
Okay,
yeah. Horny?
Yeah. Yeah.
Niggers can't be choosers.
At
that's
the end
true.
Of the song, okay. just underneath like whatever's happening, like uh-huh. the goodbye, like it's 2019 or whatever it is,
mm-hmm,
can you
yeah.
just have someone going, I'm 15 for a moment.
I'm fine. Okay.
Just
yeah,
15
yeah.
So for a moment over
I,
and over and over, because
okay,
that's
so
JPC's
thinking,
favorite song, and I know that
I feel like we're I feel like we're losing the hype man's voice. So can he check in again about the year?
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe in my
yes,
brain he's checking in all the time.
And it's a different year.
It's
and
a
it's
different
the,
year.
And it's the year that Everybody Loves Raymond was number one.
Yeah, whatever.
And Brad Garrett goes, it's the year I'm number one.
Yeah. I also think he goes, I like the sound of my own voice.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
The
and
hype
then,
man.
And then I think that the do we need one more verse?
Oh, definitely.
I
yeah,
think,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
the last
guys,
verse,
yeah.
we've totally forgotten about the couple, and now it's just the hype man and Brad Garrett, and they're doing a duet to
yeah.
each
but
other.
They're a couple.
They're
now.
A couple.
And then this should be actually sweet, because that's the couple we are rooting
yeah,
for.
Yeah, and it kind of is a metaphor about how love brings people, or this, my
yes,
song is going to
yes.
bring people
oh,
together.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
yes,
All right,
yes.
So we need a hype, it's a duet, so we need a hype man lyric.
It's 11:55. We got to get this done.
A hype man lyric and a Brad Garrett lyric.
Okay, so
Brad Garrett.
Can
says,
the hype man lyric yeah. be something Hype Williams would say?
Yeah, I think
I mean,
anything
I think
a hype man says is something Hype Williams
I direct
say.
Movies.
Yeah, okay, so hype man says I direct movies.
But I'm mostly known for music videos.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then
I've never seen no movie stars as beautiful as you.
Aww.
That's what Brad Garrett says, or yeah.
that's
the
but
hype
that's
man.
Not
hype
a,
man.
There's no
okay.
there's no rhyme there.
Okay, well I don't
oh.
know how to
no,
rhyme.
Okay, then I'll take care of the rhyming.
And
guys.
Then can the two of them in unison give an Emmy acceptance speech?
No. I mean, I'm worried.
Wait,
I mean,
what do songs win?
What do songs win?
Yeah,
Grammy.
Yeah, Emmy acceptance speech.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I think we've just done one riddle. correct? Or is that didn't count?
Well, that doesn't judges? Count as a riddle.
That's not a riddle. Okay.
Because this was unexpected.
Yeah. No. And okay, so this is plans. Great.
And instead of saying, I'm 15 for a moment, you go, I'm 50 for a moment. Mm-hmm.
Or 48, which is close enough?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, that's great. Only perfect. Two away. And that still counts as sort of getting his age right.
Okay.
Right,
and Adel? We have to take a break. So let us go out of this break with an original Horny Parrot song. This is a 50th anniversary song.
Wait. Halfway through, can there be like a doorbell ring, and then the door opens and somebody says, did you order pizza?
Song? Yeah, and then the response to that are you, Horny's, three favorite things about Aaron Keefe. Okay. You just stop the song. There's like a record scratch, and you go, here are my three favorite things about Aaron Keefe.
But it's said as if you're underwater.
Okay, so this is the 50th anniversary song that I'm composing for you right now?
Yep.
All right.
And we will be right back
my
after...
My fee for this is going to be outrageous.
These messages.
Guys, thank you so much for all your help. I'll keep you posted. Okay. Back to the studio, back to work. Alright, what did they say? Let's look at these notes. Ass is lumpy, Humpty Dumpty. Oh my god. Kevin and Susie are going to love this. Alright, let's get to work.
If you were the darkness, I'd cast out the day. And if you were a gospel, I'd kneel and pray. And if I were a poet, I still couldn't say what you are, what you mean. For you are the color in a world that is gray.
You there, boy, what year is it?
It's 2019!
Then there's still time.
Happy anniversary. Here we go.
Your lungs is nasty, but your ass is lumpy. You got a cracked up body like you Humpty Dumpty. The inside of that dick is a mediocre schlong. Can't even begin to describe you something, something dumb.
Too fast, too shitty.
Again, happy anniversary.
Yeah, that ass is thumping.
In a bad way.
Yeah, but I want to be humping.
In a bad way. Everybody loves fucking.
Well, nothing else was decided for the second verse, so I guess it's back to the highest.
If you were the darkness, wow. I'd cast out the day. And if you were a gospel,
it seems
I'd kneel
super out of
pray.
Place now.
If I were a poet, I still couldn't say what you are, what you mean.
It totally doesn't
you
work.
Are a color in a world that is gray.
Oh well, it's still 2019.
Your eyes are beautiful.
Beautiful.
But only because they saw each other.
E-T-E-T.
If you ever talk to me in the tone that you talked to me last night, I will walk out this door. I will walk out this door. And I'm not coming back. Because my cousin is a lawyer and his website is www.law.gofuckyourself.law.
I'll make love to you if you want me to. And I'll hold you tight, baby, on Hoover Night.
Hype Man
Verse! I direct movies, but I'm mostly known for music videos.
Brad Garrett's here too, bitch.
I'd like to thank the Academy, even though half of you are mad at me. Because I've had it with the empty evangelism, cash grabbing capitalists attacking the actual artist.
This shit is hard, my dick is large, I'm overprepared. You better be scared, because none of you dumb motherfuckers are gonna be spared. Brad Garrett and I will be a dumb fucking industry apart. Where the fuck did the beat go?
I'm 15 for a moment.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Clarity to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and the International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Henson Shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we are back. We're panning for gold because it's our 50th anniversary. Aaron, quick check-in. How are we doing?
Oh, my gosh. I've never been better.
No, I said, how are we doing?
Oh, I think we're doing great. And I think we look great for 50.
We do look great for 50.
I think so.
What's our secret?
I think...
I feel every year, though. I feel.
You're like a tree. Just like the rings inside are just like carved...
Oh, thank God. I was wondering, but this is sap, and that makes sense.
Sorry.
Oh.
Horny.
I'm sorry. Yes, horny.
Sorry, horny.
Adel has to go. He is excusing himself. We let that happen. Valid for every episode.
Oh, horny.
Okay. So I will just take on from here. Oh, this guy's going to scare to death. Sorry, I saw a Mulan.
Finally, the microphones are empty. It's Puzzbot's time to shine.
I'm back too.
Oh, wait, I'm horny again, Puzzbot.
Because of me?
Puzzbot, what are
probably
you,
not.
What are you doing here, Puzzbot?
Adel left, so I came on to maybe co-host the show.
Puzzbot
has things to say.
You know we tear you apart each time you come on. Why do you keep coming back on, bud?
Because any press is good press.
Puzzbot, you can't
press my buttons.
You can't believe that's true. Being on the show Hey Riddle Riddle doesn't do anything for anyone.
Oh?
Yeah.
Name two better podcasts.
Siblings, Pecular, and Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Thank you so much.
Cunts Up with Badgers.
You don't want to mention any other podcasts?
God.
One where you did all Sherlock episodes? What was that one called?
That was this podcast.
Yeah, but it was a different name.
It's a different episode of this
or
podcast.
Or the Halloween one.
Yeah, we've done 50 episodes. We've done a lot of episodes, Puzzbot. But it's not a good show.
Did you know that Sam Rockwell is 50 years old?
Puzzbot, you're recycling
information. Might as well be 48.
Meep, boop, bop.
Puzzbot, go back through and listen to every single Hey Riddle Riddle episode. Okay, great.
Just did.
What's your favorite, Puzzbot?
My favorite episode is this one.
Ooh.
Because Puzzbot gets the most airtime.
Oh, no, I feel okay.
My mom and dad listen to the show.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Do you want us to give
them
a shout out?
Their favorite.
Oh,
wow.
That's so nice.
For the reason you would not think.
What is the reason?
You sound the sweatiest.
Oh. Oh,
Puzzbot, get out of here, you old scamp.
I don't smell the sweatiest, and that's what counts.
Bye.
You old so-and-so.
Powering down.
You just missed Puzzbot.
You just missed Puzzbot.
Oh, did I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm out of breath and wearing a robot costume for the next.
It's okay. You don't have to explain yourself.
Yeah, no, we don't ask any follow-up questions here.
We like
here.
You for you on this show.
He likes me for me. Who sings that song? $100. Money, money, money. Puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. Adel Fry's $100 giveaway. Based on the book Adeltude, My Life in Riddles and Puzzies, Uncle Adel writes a check. Who wrote that song? I'll give you $100 right now.
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Fuck.
I know what it is to be in Vegas. I just saw someone win big money and lose big money all at once.
I'm ruined.
Right before we recorded, Alice says, I have literally $100 left to my name.
Everybody's fucked. Everybody fucks Adel. Everybody fucks Adel.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. By the way, it's not Eagle Eye Cherry.
Is it? I literally searched my bag for my checkbook.
I don't know who it is. Could be Third Eye Blind for all I know.
It's Horny Parrot wrote that song.
Adel, can we get a riddle, please? We're running out of time.
Hit us with your best
and
one.
And we have to get 50 riddles this episode. So we need
how many are we doing?
We are doing 50. Because it's the 50th anniversary.
That doesn't sound right.
An innocuous number.
Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, have you heard our podcast?
I knew that this would come up. That's why I recorded us recording the podcast earlier. I will go back now and play that recording for proof that we said 50. Here it is now.
Hello, my name is Jay Pissick. Can you believe I agreed to do this stupid podcast that's covered in dirt and for poor people?
And I'm Aaron Keefe. Oh, I am so Victorian.
And I'm Adel Rafai. And I've crawled out of my crypt to do the podcast with you youth. But I must return to my ancient forbidden home very soon as my skin will turn to dust.
I've got skin, Varka. Can you skin me?
I'm going to do the splits. Everyone give me attention. Attention.
I'd love to give you attention because you deserve it. Because you're beautiful and kind and your hair's
well,
nice.
Well, let's not do this shit.
And what else did Arnie say?
You know what we all deserve? We all deserve some succulent child flesh. What keeps me young?
You don't look that young.
Oh no, I'm devastated.
Stop. Stop it. Quit it. Stop.
Oh, he's crying.
Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Fuck.
That was a real recording. And
do I sound like that?
Did not
see. Do I sound like that?
I got pretty close for me. Seems about right for JPC.
I mean, I know I did say, I'm trying to do the splits. Please give me attention. Mm-hmm. But I feel like my voice isn't that high.
What's crazy, Aaron, is I think I said that same thing as well.
Weird.
I said, I'm trying to do the splits. And by that, I pointed to two twin banana splits in my left and my right hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And please give me attention.
Is anyone else showing up? I hope we don't have any more dropping.
Yeah, actually, if we all pause for just one moment, leave just a little bit of dead air, I think we're going to hear a little something from Canoe Dog.
This is me, Justin McElroy, as Canoe Dog. You'll never take me alive. I'm free, and my thirst for murder won't be slaked. Oh, I love murder. Oh, I'm free and I'm alive. I'm a sexual being. And I love murder. Oh, your show gave me life. And now I'll take life from others. Oh, love murder. Oh, yeah, I'm half canoe, half dog. I don't remember the bit. It's me, Canoe Dog. What a treat it is to be back in Pittsburgh after all these years. Arr! Chicago? All right. Arr! I'm still here. I'm always here in the corner.
Yep, that took me, let me see how long it's been since you sent the last email. 12 days. It took me 12 days to come up with all that, believe it or not.
Thanks, Canoe Dog.
See you later, Canoe Dog. Be careful, buddy. Out there.
Okay, and you have a great day.
I just remembered Canoe Dog was a murderer. I just remembered. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
He killed all of those people.
That's right.
Ooh, that just occurred to me. We were so nice.
Right. If we do 100 episodes, we're going to hold him accountable.
Yeah. We're not.
We're going to go to Riddle Court with Canoe Dog.
We will.
Wait, oh my God. I know that smell. Oh. JP Riddles is somewhere close. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that is JP Riddles. JP Riddles, why don't you come in here? Oh, and you got your niece and nephew with you.
Is someone cooking food in here? It smells like a hot meal in here. Oh,
that's you.
God damn it, it's a brick building.
You smell like a crock pot full of vomit and...
JP Riddles, please be nice leather. To these people.
We call that hooker chili.
Why?
What's that?
You call that hooker over there chili?
Well,
that,
she's
first
not
of all,
a chili.
That hooker has a heart of gold. And he gave me a ride over
here. Wait, bring her over. Gold is, we're in our golden anniversary, so if she has a heart of gold,
No, I'm sorry, I misspoke. She's got a hard-on of gold.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Wait, that's a cardboard cutout of Julia Roberts.
Okay.
Mr. Riddles, they're recording this. It. Don't say anything gross.
Okay. Don't embarrass us. I did bring my my niece and my nephew here, and they said that
We're here.
They wanted to have a hot meal, and I said there's nothing hotter than what's going on in this podcast studio. So what is going on in this podcast studio?
Right, we're doing our Hey Riddle 50th episode.
50 episodes! Wow, what an accomplishment! Not like me, who's written over 300 Swan Lumps books.
Ooh, would you, as a treat for our listeners, would you mind reading one of your Swan Lumps stories? Actually, specifically, book number 50?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to read Swan Lumps 50?
Or 69? Riddles.
Okay, I'll do for Swan Lumps 50.
Tell them what podcast you think that you're on right now, though.
This is Car Talk. I know, because there's a talking car right there and a talking car right there. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Here. Okay. Let me see.
Mr. Riddles?
Rummage through my... You can call me... call me Jack.
You're... What?
Call me Jack.
What's
We've just found
for?
Out your first name?
No. I just watched Pirates of the Caribbean today, and I want to be like Johnny Depp. Not like Johnny Depp.
Mr. Riddles, the entire back of your pants is covered in blood. No blood in the front, only the back.
That's not blood, that's piss. But
how did you piss the back of your pants? Did you sit on your dick?
Well, not me, but...
Good question.
Somebody else sat on your dick...
Chili.
Backwards to a real boy.
Yeah, that's blood. All right, now, hold on. This is a Swan Lumps number 50.
Mr. Riddles, tell them what you think podcasts are.
Okay, I told you. I think podcasts are Pop-Tarts. Now, this is Swan Lumps number 50. The man who came into his podcast to get a hot meal. Well,
this was pre-written.
Well, once upon a time, there was a man who was a classically misunderstood, kind of handsome man about town, a cavalier, devil may care attitude.
The blood's moving to the front.
And he took his two little dipshit and
he
niece
played
and
for the Cavaliers
down to a podcast studio because
one
he
niece,
thought
one nephew.
Podcast was Pop Tarts and he wanted to get a hot meal. And ain't nothing like a hot blueberry Pop Tart. So J.P. Riddles, I mean the old man, who's a handsome devil. Walked into that podcast studio, but it was a frickin' ambush, and inside of that studio was three little miscreants, JPC and Adele and old, what's her name?
I'm a car.
And he talked to them, two talking cars that were shifty-looking motherfuckers. And anyway, old JP pulled out the squab, which was full of fake blood from his pants, and dashed them all in the eyes, and then stole all their Pop-Tarts, a.k.a. microphones, and started eating on those things until Brad Garrett came out of nowhere and popped him in the back of the head with a sock full of quarters.
Ooh, you didn't even open up a book.
All right, kids, come on. We're getting out of here. Brad Garrett going to pop me with a sock full of quarters.
Can we get a hot meal somewhere?
Oh, no hot meals. No hot meals.
Oh, wow, Jesus. That was...
That was disruptive.
JBC, you were real quiet during that one.
I'm sorry, but when, you know, you're in the presence of fucking talent, you shut your mouth.
Yeah, JBC classically, JBC classically read Swan Lumps growing up and refused to read.
I stand JP Riddles.
You're a purist, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a big fan of it. He can do no wrong in my book.
Yeah.
Speaking of books, Adel, why don't you crack open that riddle book and read to us a riddle?
Here we go.
Oh, before you do, who is that coming up in the distance?
Knock, knock. Hey.
Oh, hi, hey, there's no door.
There's no
Yeah, I auditorily knock, knocked.
It's KJ, letters themselves.
Letters?
Hi, Clue Crew.
Hey.
Shouldn't
agree you be in the booth?
I really should be, and I agree with you, JPC. When you're in the presence of talent, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
I just really wanted to
Stan.
Jump in. Stan.
Yeah. Yes.
I just wanted to drop in and say you all are doing great.
Oh, you're doing great, KJ.
Thank you. I do notice that we don't have any riddles.
Oh, is this notes?
Letters and
this
notes.
This is notes.
I'm sorry. Oh, I do take notes. Usually my notes are all positive.
What if letters?
Can I give you a note?
Yeah.
B minor. What? Hit it.
That's
what
I
meant.
Damn it,
they're good.
What if letters is alter ego was in notes?
Ooh.
Because letters is all the alphabet and notes is all music.
And you fight crime by waiting till a villain picks up a champagne glass. And
that sounds awesome.
Smashing it with your voice.
I've actually thought about this, about like there's an audio program that changes voices from one gender to another, which is a construct. But I was like, oh my gosh.
The program's
like
a construct?
Aaron Keefe with A-A-R-A-R-R-O-N. Julia, Patrice, Cohen, and
yeah, now do me. Do me.
Yeah. And then Adelaide. I would
and then Aaron with an E.
And then I could be notes. Yeah, that would make sense.
That would be cool.
That'd be beautiful.
That'll be episode 100.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Usually my notes are all positive. It's like minute 237, Aaron just became a dolphin, and then Adel brought her into his office to talk about dolphin things.
Gun badge on my C desk.
And at the end, JPC says, "Welcome to Chili's."
I'm a dolphin.
KJ, you just described every scene. I want to see a scene. Aaron's a dolphin.
Yeah. Yep.
I bring you into my office.
Oh my God.
And we know the scene is over when JPC says, "Welcome to Chili's."
Got it.
Okay.
Petunia, can I see you in my office?
Okay, swim.
As you know, I am the king of water.
You are.
Yes, I'm. You know my name. I have the trident. I have Poseidon? This trident. I'm Poseidon.
There we go.
I'm beside myself. Oh, you hate to hear that laugh. I just want to let you know that Petunia, you don't swim with the rest of the pod. Now, a lot of the other dolphins in the community have a pod. They stay in a pod to make sure that they're not caught in any cast nets. So, mm-hmm. sort of avoiding the cast nets with their
Everyone
pod.
Everyone has a podcast. Everybody and their mom has a podcast. And I swim upside down, so I can't join them.
You swim upside down?
I said the order of words in which I meant to say them in that order.
Do you have a podcast?
I mean, I do. My friends and
How
I are very
I
funny.
How can I echolocate it?
We are on iTunes. We have
You're
one
not on
listener.
Apple Podcasts? Because I think iTunes is going the way
oh,
of
no.
Atlantis.
No, it's just MP3 files on my iTunes.
You have MP3 files?
Yeah.
I have MP3 files, Parker. Can you milk me? Hey, I'm Brian. Welcome to Chili's. Table for two.
KG, is that what you envisioned?
That is what plays in my mind when I go to bed.
I will say, KG, you're amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And you're always so supportive.
KG, have you
kind.
Heard of a compliment sandwich? Here comes the pain, wow. motherfucker.
This is what happens.
I'll have the compliment sandwich. So I thought maybe, could you give us maybe one or two other scene ideas where it's
okay.
there's no vulgarity, there's no vitriol
Ooh.
Or aggression, just because I feel like that's our wheelhouse.
Okay.
And,
all right, JPC, start a scene by saying, fuck you, where are we? And then Adel, you come in as a human penis that shoots blood.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
I guess I'm not in
KJ
this.
KJ gets what KJ
hey, no,
wants.
Aaron, do you really want to be in this scene?
No!
Aaron, you're going to be a talking dolphin. And
you are Anne Frank's wet dream.
Scene begin.
Fuck you, where are we?
We're in a morgue. I'm a dead penis. Blood, cum, blood.
You're my dead penis.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. So I woke up in this morgue. My penis must have died in an accident, but I'm still alive.
Woke up in this morgue. Is that a song?
It could be. Okay, I can communicate with you.
Can you milk me?
You are my dead penis.
Oh, we better get you in some water.
No, dead penis, it's okay. This is my best friend, a talking dolphin named Sharon Beef.
Come, blood.
Sharon, you're never going to believe what happened to me.
Your penis died, and it also can talk, and you're in a morgue. Fuck you, where are we?
Sharon, you just figured it out. We're in a morgue. We're obviously underwater because you're a dolphin. I'm dead, and I have to do 100 good deeds before my penis can come back to life.
I don't think you can do it. I'm out.
That's what me and my penis said. Scene.
KG, was that...
Was that close?
That was amazing.
Give us another
one. I felt bad for not including you, Aaron.
No, I feel great.
All right, so
KG, you're crying.
KG, set Aaron up with one. This is a scene that's going to prominently feature Aaron.
Okay.
Okay. Can I be in a scene?
Yes.
Oh, I would love to be. Okay.
Do you want to Babe Ruth it? Do you want to call your own shot? Or do you want us to
oh, my gosh.
KJ.
Or do you want us to do it?
Your prompt can was set up Aaron for a scene that Aaron's prominently
I know.
Featured.
What
I
you,
know.
Oh, I'm horrible. Oh,
KJ.
My God.
What
I'm editing out all of this.
What you said was, can I be in a scene? Which is the most Hey Riddle Riddle thing that can be said on this podcast.
Oh.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Do you want to do the prompt or do you want them to do it?
I'll give you the prompt.
Please do.
You two are both helicopter pilots, and it's a slow day, and there's no, you don't have to do any helicopter pilot missions. So you're just kind of in on the tarmac shooting the shit.
Mm. Oh, I'm so close to winning this game of Tetris.
Wow. Beep, I'm still on weird.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
You lose.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my heart.
Great. Same scene, but your pilot pins.
Pilot pins?
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Yeah.
It's a type of pin.
It's a brand of pin.
It's a brand of pin.
I have blood on me.
Oh, my gosh. What happened?
He was really not careful.
With his...
With his stat,
is it pen blood? Or is it ink? Like, is it your blood? Is it
I'm a pin.
Human?
I'm a pin.
So you're a pen, and so it's not ink. Like, our blood is ink, but you mean there's human blood on
there's
you.
There's human blood on me. Are you a pen? I'm a pin.
Great, same scene, but now you're both pilot lights on an oven.
Yum. Ooh, oh my God, those brownies.
Great,
so
same
good.
Scene, but now you're both Pontius Pilate.
Jesus.
I'm in the Bible. You're in the Bible too, and we're both in the Bible. Oh, I'm almost. Yeah. Am I going to win
Great.
This game of Tetris?
Love it. Love it. Same scene, but now you're both piles of Cheez-Its.
I feel a little salty today.
I feel like a little bendy. I feel like I've been out a while.
It feels like, you know what I will say about you though?
Yes.
You're addictive.
Great. Same scene, but now you're both named Steve Shits.
This is gonna be a hell of a nightmare to put music to.
KJ, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Before right. you
Are
go,
you going
to
edit this episode?
Sure. Are you going to pay me for it?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
Presumably.
KJ, before you go, what has been a highlight for you in these first 50 episodes? A moment, an episode.
Also, just to squash all rumors, we do pay you.
I mean, once the rumors start. what has been like the high point?
Or like a moment that you enjoyed being here and it wasn't a waking nightmare.
I do enjoy being here. I often laugh so hard inside the booth that I feel like I'm messing you up. I feel like...
Yeah, we can usually see your screen and you're watching Big Bang Theory.
It's the best. No, it's not.
Also, my favorite part of work is when my boss comes up to me and says, "What's the best part about being here?"
I thought maybe an episode that they liked.
I really enjoyed the Sherlock episode. That was really fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the challenge of it.
Your editing of it was so cool.
Thank you.
The carriages and the rain and all
it
that
was
stuff.
Fun to get into the world of. I also love whenever Arnie makes a theme one, like Bleh, Riddle Riddle was really cool. And then
Horny Parrot? You're a big Horny Parrot fan?
I'm a huge Horny Parrot fan.
Just hanging outside the door. What did you say?
Huh?
Someone say something?
Horny! Hey!
It's Horny, actually.
Hi.
Horny if you're nasty.
All right. Sorry, I just heard my name and I thought I'd come in.
No, yeah.
Oh,
were you waiting outside the door?
I've been waiting this whole time.
Get to work on that song.
All right, I gotta go.
Yeah, oh, also, we have one more thing to add to the song. Aaron, what did you say you wanted?
I want there to be a children's choir in the back at some point.
Great.
Nice children's. Simple ad. Is that cool?
Yeah, great. No, I have 2 minutes.
And I guess you said
it's
the bill.
I'm a bully.
Okay, yeah. Great. Cool. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
KJ, anything you want to see in the next 50 episodes?
Well, wait, I do want to answer your question. Mm-hmm. I think
there's not time for that.
All right, never mind.
No!
No, my favorite thing is just like the scenes. I think that they're lovely and they make me think about improv. So.
You're
general,
an improviser, KJ.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to plug? Any shows in the city that you're doing?
Oh my gosh. I do. I'll steal Aaron's thing of like. You can check out my shows on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm. What's your handle?
KJ Snares.
KJ Snares.
Snares.
S-N-E-R-S.
Oh yes, like Snyder. Uh-huh.
All right, I get nervous when I'm out of the booth for too long. I do.
And sorry, you were at a diner sitting in a booth, right?
I like to journal. Yeah, all right. I'm going to go. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, KJ. Bye, KJ.
Ooh, let's check the rhythmeter.
Oh,
I think we've done close to 50, it feels like.
It has to be close to 50. I will say that J.P. Riddles took the rhythmeter when he left. I think he thought it was a Hot Pocket of some sort. And so he ate most of it, and I couldn't...
I heard J.P. Riddles would put just about anything in a Hot Pocket.
Yes, that is 100% true. Ooh. I mean, that's what it seems.
Ooh, boy, did it just get cold in here?
I think so.
Yeah, it actually did drop a few degrees.
Did, yeah. I feel, ooh.
Ooh,
ooh. Ooh, I'm cold.
Feels like
are
there
you
might
cold?
Be a sleepy witch around here.
Ooh.
No, it's just a ghost.
Hold on.
I just killed that ghost. Hi, spooky sleepy witch.
Spooky oh, sleepy wow. witch, why are your eyes closed?
Why? Because you know what? I didn't take my B12 pills.
Ever?
No, I never have taken them. Okay. I'm supposed to. And I keep falling asleep on the train, and I keep missing my stop.
Oh, what train do you take?
Drops of Jupiter.
Midnight to Georgia?
Yeah, I take the midnight train to Georgia. I take the Drops of Jupiter.
I love how agreeable you are, spooky, sleepy witch.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm too tired to just like...
To argue or mm-hmm. to do bad
argue,
improv.
Yeah, to do bad improv. Like, it's just like, I'm just like...
What have you been up to? You don't look great.
Well, here, I don't?
No, you sound awful and you don't look good.
Really?
I think that's what Adelman is
oh,
saying.
Oh, shit. I
feel like I'm like a Snow White situation. Like, I look beautiful under glass. Like, when I'm napping, I'm like stunning. I'm like a Sleeping Beauty Snow White.
Mm. When you're napping, you're stunning.
Yeah.
Huh.
My lips look like roses, and my cheeks also look like roses.
I would say
my
it looks like you've been eating
snow.
Roses, and that you're all
are
puffy
those bad
from
thorns. Wait, are those bad
yeah.
for you?
I think so. Yeah. Well, I don't
I
know.
I put them on top of my avocado toast.
Ooh.
Ooh. No. Are you drinking rosé?
Avocado
That's
toast.
Like rose
I'm putting roses in my rosé.
Avocado toast. What are you, a basic witch?
You basic
I think
witch.
I'm a basic witch. Isn't the basic Boston basic witch my
yes,
superhero name?
For sure.
That yeah.
Patreon
but you have to listen to our Patreon episodes to know that, which are phenomenal.
You know, she fell asleep.
She fell asleep.
Oh, no.
Wow,
no,
she does.
No. I'm beautiful when I sleep.
Even worse.
Yeah, just awful. Just straight up.
I'm beautiful when I sleep.
Yeah, like an LA 2.
Yeah.
I think everyone was really hard in that talking dolphin. Dolphin noise.
Okay, let's get you out of here, Spooky.
Let's get you out of here.
And
let's
we'll
just give her a shove. Oh, we record by a cliff.
Yes.
Well, we're not going to see that witch
famously,
again.
Famously, we record by a cliff.
Who was that beautiful woman who was just in here?
Oh, Julia. That was a cardboard cutout of Julia Roberts.
It's from Erin Brockovich.
Yeah, she looks very
she
hot
looks
in that
very
movie.
Very good in that
oh,
movie.
Oh, Japes, we never checked in with you. How you doing?
Oh,
how we feeling? How we doing?
Well, I will say, great news, everyone. They caught my dad's killer. It was
Aww.
A police horse.
Yeah.
So dad's killer has been brought
Do you
to
want
justice.
Say something about a sister, brother, and incest?
It was a police horse. The way that they actually caught him was the police horse was fucking their own brother. And the brother
yeah,
the
classic.
Brother snitched on
yeah,
the horse. Yeah. So got my dad's
Open
killer.
Open and shut.
Open and shut. Yep.
That's and I just need like a 10-second scene from Adel mm-hmm. where you just do classic Adel improv.
Okay.
Are we having pun yet? There is no fondue or fondant. There is only try birdie, Mr. McAfee, virus scanner, scanner darkly, dark lee, majors, major league.
Wow, thing!
Charlie, ooh, look at the Charlie Sheen on that car. Ooh, is that a Honda? According to Jim, Belushi, Belush, Batushi, Sushi, Hero loves sushi.
Okay, KJ.
Hero saves the day.
KJ, we got about 45 minutes of that, so just you pick your favorite 30 seconds and edit that in. We don't need all. We obviously don't need all of that, so whatever
I'd
makes
like to keep
cut,
all of it, but
cut.
You know what? I agree with your...
Yeah,
I support
have,
your choice.
We have a limited time for the episode, so whatever makes the cut
What's
makes
our,
the cut.
Where are we at
why
riddle-wise?
Why don't we Keenan Thompson it and we keep all of that?
Hey,
all
what
a, that
you go kill yourself.
Oh no.
Anyway,
where guys, are we at riddle wise?
Well, I think
done like 30 or 40.
We must be almost.
Oh,
at
I wrote
50.
It down, but
okay.
but I have a book covering it, so there's a zero. Let me just move this book
okay.
to the left.
Well, to the left, to the left.
The book.
Keeps
no, it's just zero.
To the left. Oh, weird.
That's weird.
Okay.
People
well,
are going to be pretty mad. They love when we do bad
they
riddles.
They love when we do riddles.
And we didn't do
and
any.
And we promised them
50
riddles.
Right at the top.
What if instead of 50 riddles, we did 40 days and 40 nights?
Okay. Aaron, I'd like to see a scene. You're going to be Josh Hartnett. You're going to be horny as all get up. And Adel, you're going to be the woman who was in that movie, whose name I should know, but I just know Josh Hartnett's
name. And do
you
think it's important to know the plot of this movie?
No.
Okay.
Can I be Julia Stiles, but from Save the Last Dance?
I'd love for you to be Julia Stiles from Save the Last Dance, and you might see Tobey Maguire pop in as Spider-Man. We don't know.
We won't.
We won't.
Oh, man, I am horny as all get out.
Where were you? The dance was last night.
You didn't save it?
I
for
did,
me?
And you never showed up.
It was your last dance, and you couldn't have held off?
The last dance is what I call my virginity, and I was saving it for you.
And then you just had sex with someone else last night? I have been waiting for you for 40 days
I had
and
sex
40
with,
nights.
I didn't have sex with somebody. I had sex with Tobey Maguire from Spider-Man.
Oh, and I Green Goblin that pussy up all night, baby.
He was gobbling
say,
it
use
up.
Another, say that another way.
Okay, another Spider-Man. And I was getting up into those Dr. Octopussy.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now say something about a web.
Okay, I was shooting big webs.
Now,
that's
now
what I expected.
Sing a Spider-Verse.
Okay, I fucked Julia Stiles.
Aaron, yep. Is there anything you want to plug?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Listen to Hey Riddle Riddle. It's a podcast where we do riddles. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, and I will plug my shows there.
Japes, anything you want to plug?
Thank God that we have finished this 50-episode arc. The curse is lifted. We can finally stop doing this podcast. we turn back into humans. I, of course, turn back into a horny police horse that wants to fuck my brother. I would love to plug, if you are looking for a book to read, you want to learn a little bit more about negotiation, the book Getting to Yes by Roger Fisher and William Ury. It is a great read. I highly encourage people who you should negotiate everything. I negotiated the price of a car. You can negotiate the price of groceries. You go for it. Live your life. Never pay full price.
Knock, knock, knock. Sorry. I read that book. It's a really good
book. It's a good read.
KJ, there's no door.
Sorry. I feel like KJ thinks there's a door, and that's all that matters.
Somebody got on my dick earlier this episode about bad improv, and they got all up on my dick about it, and here we are with the no door joke.
Adel, do you
just
have anything?
Just try and go with the flow.
Adel, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
I would like to plug the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon. If you want to join the Clue Crew, which you do,
yeah, for sure.
You want to check out our Patreon. It's at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. It's $5 a month. For that, you get new episodes every single Friday. You get our entire back catalog of Patreon exclusives. You get we've been releasing our D&D arc, which was such a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
So please check that out. Please donate. We would love to have you in the Clue Crew. And we're also going to have some Patreon exclusive merch, so you're going to want to pick that up.
I also think that a lot of our recent Patreon episodes are some of my favorite episodes we've ever done. Some that are either coming out soon are the recent ones. We were laughing very hard recording those recently.
What are we going to do for our 100th episode?
Oh,
probably do 50 scenes instead of riddles.
We'll do 50 scenes instead of riddles. But I did want to say that, in all fairness, people love the show because they love the riddles. I did want to give them a chance to answer, for us to answer one riddle before we go.
You see that? What's that dot's getting closer? It's getting, whoa.
Oh, my God.
That's getting closer and closer.
Is it JP Riddles?
No. It's Jupiter. Get on the mic, Jupiter. Jupiter, get on the mic.
Hi, I'm Jupiter.
Oh my!
You're the planet Jupiter?
You're the planet Jupiter?
Yeah, you keep mentioning me at the end of every episode, and I was like, my ears are burning.
Okay.
I was waiting right outside the door with Horny Parrot.
Oh, okay. Well, by waiting outside the door, you've basically demolished Earth because you're very much larger than Earth.
And by establishing a door, we also owe an apology to KJ, who's been knocking every time.
So
thanks
for swinging a lot,
Jupiter.
Mentioned me at the end. No one knows why I'm here.
Forever.
No one knows. And the people at home don't get the joke.
Yeah, bye forever.
Okay, I'll go back to space.
Yeah. Gaseous ass bitch.
I'm JPC. Welcome to Chili's.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle. Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Marty Parrish is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily
That was a HeadGum Podcast.